Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Get big savings on big equipment for one big day at United Rentals on South Frontage Road in Columbus, Thursday, October 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, this is Tiffany Blackston. Call me today for the equipment you're looking for. 662-889-2528. Can't wait to see you on October 2nd.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise about your house and how you live. And we might even talk a little bit about deer camps and all the people seem to be. Everybody has a trailer with forerunners on it and or lumber all going somewhere. And I'm sure they're going to work on their get ready for hunting season. And
yeah, you got to get ahead of the game. Plant stuff and get fields cut. And
yeah,
food plots prepped and all the critters out of your cabin and make sure everything's working. It's a full time job there for about 2 months.
It is a full time. Sorry, dear, I'll be back in maybe Christmas.
I'll see you in November for a bite, and then I'll be back in January again. That was what my dad used to do. He saved all of his vacation.
Yeah.
And we would not see him from Thanksgiving to the end of December. If you wanted to see him, you had to go to deer camp. You
know? I'm just amazed at how many people really do that sort of thing where their whole life is dedicated to that situation. And it's almost like you said, it's a year-round thing.
Well, in our case, we have families that have been hunting and in the outdoors together since probably the 1930s.
Yeah.
And in this specific location. So it's gone from where you muled in to where they used Jeeps after World War II to now we have cabins everywhere and no tents. And, so it's a pretty nice deal. And I think a lot of folks enjoy the party.
Sure.
The camaraderie, getting out and eating together and being out in the wild a little bit. Some like to hunt, some don't, but it's more of a kind of like the Neshoba County Fair, but not. You don't have the horse racing, but it's a lot of fun. So I think a lot of folks just enjoy getting out into the outdoors, spending time there, and having some projects that get you away from the house.
Yeah, really.
Different view.
But they're the same type of projects that you would end up doing around the house, fixing up and repairing and getting prepared for the upcoming season, which we need to do with our homes all the time. And if you'd like to text us anything, anytime at all, hit our CSpire text line at 601-879-4395. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And we'll even take some calls, 888-808-8637, at least during this first segment. So I was going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know what we'll start with. My first comment here is that a lot of people live in what's called a dusty home, where there's a lot of dust accumulating. It just seems like on a regular basis you can't seem to get rid of the dust. You dust a lot and you clean a lot and it has nothing to do with how you keep the house. Why is it dusty all the time? Well, usually it's allergens from the animals around, or it could be your ducts inside the HVAC system that run from the central unit to your housing, to your living envelope, get dirty. And they really do. They collect a lot of debris. I mean, you think about how often they've been running, how many years they've been just pushing air through them. Well, of course, we use filters, and it's recommended that your filter get changed at least every month, particularly during this season, but really any season at all. The cleaner you keep your filter, the cleaner air returns into your unit, and the less chance of your unit getting dirty happens. Therefore, it's blowing cleaner air through your duct system. But even after a number of years, even with the best filter changing system and the best systems out there, ducts, because they've had air blowing through them for so many years, tend to get dirty. And there's a lot of companies out there that have that service where they'll come to your home and they'll actually clean your ducts. Of course, you know I recommend Pure Air Consultants because they're a sponsor, and I've known Nikki for years and years, and they're just good people. I like them a lot. The service is the name. They care more about taking care of their customers than they do about their business. Yeah, Lance, you're very lucky.
I would say, first of all, if you're keeping ducks in your HVAC, you got a problem. Number two, I usually use Dawn or one of those to clean ducks.
Whack, whack,
yeah,
whack.
Yeah. No? Okay, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Dawn does work on ducks, D-U-C-K.
It works really good on ducks. Not with the T.
Doesn't do much with the T. And you'd have a pro come and clean it out the way it should be, as well as your a dryer vent kit should be kept clean, and should your dryer vent hose be, oh man, without keeping that clean, you can create fire, and you don't need to do that. So make sure all those areas are as clean as it can be. There's less of a chance of having a fire by having dirty ducts in your HVA system than there is in your dryer vent kit. Keep that dryer vent kit clean. But at any rate, get your ducts clean from maybe – it's not a yearly thing. It's not something you have to do. But they make systems now that not only can they clean your ducts, but they can put something inside your system that actually makes the air pure and makes the air more pure, so that we're breathing in our home, in our living envelope, a lot fresher, cleaner air than what we are accustomed to. The fact of the matter is, inside air is just probably, generally speaking, the average, I think, is like 10 times more dirty than the outside air.
It has to be. My female lab, I was petting on her last night in the sunshine at midnight, about with the full moon.
Oh, was it great last night?
The sturgeon moon. Yeah, I'm sitting out there. I'm throwing the bog and see everything. And she's ever rubbing up against me, and I just start scratching, because she's shedding a good bit right now.
I imagine.
And it is, I mean, just in one little 4-inch by 4-inch area, it was a ball. And I brush her regularly. But all of that is in your house, and it's hidden under this,
yes,
and it's over there and that, and it's everywhere. So I'm with you. The cleaner the air you have, the healthier you're going to be.
And I have
that's one of the great things about the crawl space, folks. And
oh, man.
They'll get you cleaned up quick.
And I think people are beginning to understand how important it is to have your crawl space encapsulated so that you don't have dirt underneath your house or just maybe a 6 mil visqueen under there. And that still doesn't solve the problems that may be created by having moist air under your house all the time. But Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions does a great job in doing just that. But getting back to what you said, I have a 100-pound golden retriever at home, and she sheds a lot too. I brush her 2 and 3 times
all the time.
A day,
yeah.
And I have grocery bags full of hair that I collect from her, and yet she still sheds in the house.
It's an impossibility to keep it perfectly clean, but it is that what you're discussing, though, is not only the dogs or the cats, it's just the air in general.
Yeah.
You get the humidity, and then we don't have the humidity, and then it's dusty. So you're changing your air conditioning filters out, like you said, the lightweight, don't go get the heavy ones and wearing out your air conditioner, but just stay on top of that. I mean, it makes such a great difference. Like, blow your nose after not doing that for a while, and then you're like, oh my God, am I breathing this? Yes, you are.
You may not have to blow your nose.
Yeah, you may have to go to the doctor. Get one of those, Vonage or whatever. You have to wash out your cavities in your head.
Oh, no.
I can't do that.
I'm not going to do that either. No.
So, just take care of the
cleaning. I have no interest in that whatsoever.
That looks not fun.
No, it's not what I'd want to do for sure. But at any rate, that's what I think about dust in your home. What was it? Who did Dust in the Wind? Was it Kansas? I think Kansas did Dust in the Wind.
Well, Kansas would be a great location for Dust in the Wind.
Yeah. Well, they know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's apropos.
I guess I've seen them probably 2 or 3 times as well. You know what I missed? I didn't get to go to the Rod Stewart Show this year, and I wish I had because
– everybody said it was great.
Everybody that I know said it was great, and I went, I missed it. How did I miss that? Oh, well, I did. At any rate, we'll talk about that another time. And it is tonight will be the full sturgeon moon. It will be tonight is actually the full moon night. But it will be happening tonight. And like Lance said, it's just spectacular to see whether it's rising or whether it's up at midnight and you're out. It's just amazing, amazing, amazing. All right. Going to shift gears a little bit and talk about window shutters. Back probably 10, 15 years ago, everybody was putting up plastic window shutters and securing them to the wall. And they were more decorative than anything. And they did. They look very, very good. But nowadays, you're seeing a lot of shutters being put on hinges that will actually work. And they have little twisty S-type locks that hold them in place against the wall. But if you undo those S-type hooks, those shutters will actually close and protect your window. And you say, huh, why do I need to do that? Well, during if you know a hurricane's coming, or you know a tornado is coming, or there's some severe weather coming that can throw all kinds of things in your direction. Trees can turn into like missiles into your house. Well, with these shutters closed, you've got extra protection. And all the protection you can get, better off you'll be. So I like the new type shutters, and that doesn't mean they're still not using the plastic shutters that are mounted. Matter of fact, I have those at my house, the plastic shutters that are screwed to the wall. But I don't know if I'll ever change anything. I guess we get into a rut sometimes, and that's just the way it is.
But, well, you're hanging on to your stuff. Like, my dad's never gotten rid of anything. If we need to do a repair on the house, it's not like, let's replace.
Let's fix what's
let's
there.
Let's fix it, man. And you're like, I don't know if we can do that. We might have. Nah, I don't want to go to all that trouble now. It may be easier just to replace it than.
In my life, I'm trying to make a change in that type of thinking where you keep everything. Because when I was working full time, after the music, and I was working full time, like in the lumber industry and managing lumber yards and doing that sort of thing, I got in the habit of wanting to collect everything that I'll use that one day.
Always the excuse. I can use that one day.
I know one day that'll come
about that.
Well, that one day never really came around for a lot of stuff, and I realized I've got so much junk that I don't need. I think I'm going to start unloading some of it. And I have slowly over the years been getting rid of stuff.
Makes you feel good. I feel 10 pounds lighter after you do something like that.
I've gotten into the habit more of doing that now than I won't even go into that. I'm going to talk about that. No. I have so much stuff around my house. It needs to go away. But at any rate, the shutters really are useful today, and they can help a great deal. And very, very good. Very, very, very good. Hey, our second segment is going to be interesting. We've got John Dorsa is going to be with us, and we're going to he's a State Farm Insurance agent, and we're going to talk about his State Farm Insurance agency, which is in Ridgeland, Mississippi. I did some looking, and of course, like everything that I look at on the computer, I'll look at what people have to say about them, their comments. Man, the comments on this John Dorsa State Farm Insurance Agency are unbelievable. I mean, there's comments on there from regular customers that he's had for years, and there's comments on there from new customers who are going, I never understood insurance. But I sat down with John, and I have a grasp on what they're doing and what's going on, and I'm going to stay with them for – there's a lot of that going on. I think they have a 5-star rating and just really super. So I'm looking forward to speaking with him about his State Farm agency and what they do how they help the local community, and how immersed in the community he personally is. And his company as well. And on top of that, his company has great staff. They have wonderful people that care as much as he does about customer service. So, hey, that's coming up here at 10:30. We'll talk about that a little 10:30-ish. I'm supposed to know what time the segments are, and I still after all this time, don't.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where we have that little screen over there. And I try to keep it highlighted.
That's the thing. I can't. The highlighting is like, okay.
So you have a problem with the break times. Mary, she keeps saying, I don't care how many times I try to remember the phone number. I can't remember the number of the text line. And I know how you feel. I mean, there's so many little things you got to do.
Well, I watch when the breaks are coming, I watch the red lines coming up.
That's what I try to tell most guests. I'm like, the red lines are – that's the cheater code there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's because all of our commercial time is done by computer. We don't
hard
have,
breaks.
We don't have control. We don't have control as to when it could happen. So if we say it's time to go, guess what, folks?
Yeah.
It's like – well, never mind. It's like something else. Hey, an item that I really think is important, particularly more for elderly, maybe for everybody, is grab bars. And I've talked about that many, many times, but grab bars are almost a necessity for anybody who is elderly or having a physical situation in their life going on. And I do not think the suction cup grab bars are what you should be using, because they only need to fail once. We depend on them to hold us up and to help us. And grab bars, they sell grab bars all over the place, and they now sell them, or they always have sold them, with spacers that you can actually mount them on your fiberglass tub, which between the glass wall of the tub, the fiberglass wall of the tub, and the wall, there's probably an inch in there or less, but there's space in there. Well, that's what these spacers are for, so that you can actually bring your spacer from the hard wall right out to the edge of your fiberglass, and then you mount your grab bar, and it helps. Grab bars, I think, are just very, very useful, particularly, like I said, when you get elderly people. The last thing anybody that's of any age at all needs to do is fall, and it's just not good for them at all. And I think I say that, and a lot of people can really, really relate to that, and they understand what I'm talking about. And some of those people that can relate to that are in wheelchairs today or walkers and wouldn't be there if they did not fall, because we're just more brittle as we get older.
It goes back to Bulldog Construction and their commercial, who I've heard 1,000,000,000 times over the many years, and it has always tell him it's a great commercial because it's true. The trip and fall, you do that out on a sidewalk where it's buckled, and you're definitely going to have a much worse outcome as you would, say, in your house where it may be just some carpet. Right. But any of those trip and fall types of scenarios, take care of those. I've known too many people that it's detrimental in the long run, where they never get back to being on their feet again as they would love to be.
That's right. That's right.
There's prevention. That's your key there. It may cost a buck, but it's going to save a lot in the long run.
Spend the money. Get it. Hey, going to take a short break. You're listening to The Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Coming up, John Dorsey, a State Farm Insurance Agency. So just stick with us. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app. And
if you're about to...
You like that? I had to do that.
Actually, Mr. John, well, you know, talking about things like that, I was told that during my music thing today, I'm going to lose most of my audience. So we'll see how that goes.
No, I don't think you're going to lose them. I told him today, I said, you got to tune in for this.
It's very, very interesting. Today's music set is going to be different, believe me. Well, hey, let's get to business here. John Dorsa is here with us, and he's a State Farm insurance agent out of Ridgeland, and got a great business. Good morning, John.
Hi, buddy.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you on board. It's always fun to have a new guest on board and talk about some of the things they do and something that they have a passion for and they love. So tell us a little bit about your business and what it's all about.
Well, my business is about helping people. It's, you know, we're there for the people in their worst times of their life, you know, whether it's a fire loss or an auto accident or even a death. We do a lot of life insurance as well. So we try to help people through the down times and get you back to where you were the day before the accident happened.
Interesting answer to me because you did not say, well, my business is selling insurance. It's more like there's a personal involvement where you are more – service is so important, I'm sure, to your business.
Well, it is, especially in this day and age because our main competitors are the 1-800 numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always tell folks it's great if you want to call 1-800 to buy a policy. Who are you going to call when you have an accident?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. If the claim process goes sideways, who are you going to call to walk you through that? I mean.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little later. We'll talk about claims and all about those. But I wanted to find out first about your business. Of course, it's located in Ridgeland, right off of Highway 51, and a very good location, excellent location. Matter of fact, a lot of my friends have businesses in that same exact area. But looking at your bio and some of the things I've seen, it's like your company and yourself are so involved in the local community and the state that the awards your company has received and you have received and the just people brag about how good the service is out there. How do you achieve that?
Well, I've achieved it through my team, buddy. I wish I could take credit for it, but, you know, the daily heavy lifting is done by my team, and I've got a wonderful crew. Two of my ladies were with State Farm even before I made it to town.
Wow.
They came to me from other State Farm agencies, so they both have almost 20 years' experience in the insurance world. And I've even got a retired State Farm adjuster.
Wow.
She and I started in the claim department together in 1985. We used to work claims together. And she retired from the claim department a couple of years ago, but she's an empty nester and decided that, you know, looking at the four walls at home was boring. She came to work for me part-time. So we've even got a claim expert in our office when we need a question that one of us can't answer. So
wow,
it's,
that's amazing.
Yeah, so my crew makes me look good. I don't take any of the credit for that.
Right. I'm sure that you've got a great crew and everything I've read about them, even on some of the comments that I'm reading, we're talking about people in your crew and how they have helped so much with people understanding insurance. Because as you well know, I'm sure, for normal people to read an insurance policy, it's they just don't grasp what's in there. There's an awful lot in there, and one or two words make a big difference. But somebody like yourself and the people who work with you, or as you spoke of, your team, can really help explain things to people and understand what's going on, regardless of what type of policy it is.
I agree, yes. We like people to understand what they're buying because it's just a sheet of paper until you have a loss.
Right.
That's when you realize what you do or do not have. So we want you to understand that before it happens so you'll know what your risks are and how to properly protect them. We want to protect your property and your assets. You've worked hard all your life to build property and assets, so let's protect them. Don't let them get away due to one crazy storm or an unfortunate event. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have insurance for. Mm-hmm. When I was working, I considered myself like insurance poor because I had every type of policy you could possibly have. And then I had a major physical situation going on where I actually had a brain tumor. And I was out of pocket for probably I mean, when I was done with the brain tumor, I couldn't walk, talk, couldn't read, write. But insurance helped us so very much through that. And I wouldn't have made it without insurance. Mm-hmm. The insurance that I thought was making me poor actually saved me from becoming poor.
Yes.
And I think insurance is a very, very good thing, regardless of what area it's in.
It really is. It's a safety net. It's,
yeah. But, again, people don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, do you do like annual reviews with people or are people interested in doing that type of thing?
People are usually not interested in it, but we are.
Yeah.
We offer it to all of our customers, and if they want to come in and talk, we're glad to do it. We can even do it over the internet now.
Yeah.
We have a Skype-type service where we can do it with you
sure.
on your computer. Now you can stay home, and we can be in our office and do it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's many ways to do it, and we offer it to all of our customers if they want to talk because we want them to understand what they're paying for and the importance
right.
of what it's there for.
Right.
You know, you're not just wasting money because I hear that a lot. I'm insurance poor, but
yeah.
you'll be really poor if an accident happens and you don't have insurance to cover it.
Right. And there are an awful lot of reasons why claims may not be honored by an insurance company, and some of those reasons are just a lack of understanding of how to file a claim, where the individual really has no idea about. They pick up the phone and they call somebody and say, I have a claim. I'd like to call it in. This is what it's for. And never know really what's going to happen from that point on.
I agree. And we actually we encourage our customers, State Farm, we're very modern age now. You can file a claim online or through Jake from State Farm on the 800 number. We encourage our customers, call us before you file a claim. Because first off, if we know it's something that may not be covered, you know, we want to let you know that up front so you don't end up with a claim on your record. Because a claim stays on your record 5 years whether you got paid anything or not.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you tried to move to another insurance company, they'll see that you are not claim-free. You did file a claim.
Wow.
And you don't want that on your record unless it has to be.
Yeah.
So we like to tell folks, call us before you file a claim, even on your phone. You can file it on your phone now, but call us before you do that. And even with State Farm, one of the things I love, and I guess I can still use some of my knowledge as an old claim adjuster, for some minor claims, they let me pay those out of my office. So you may not have to deal with a claim adjuster calling you from, you know, Baton Rouge or something.
Yeah.
For a minor claim, I can write the check straight out of my office. You can get paid tomorrow.
Wow. So. Wow. I think it's really important that people do understand how a claim should be filed because most people don't get interested at all in an insurance policy until it comes to claim time or damage time. Oh, well, I'm going to get them involved somehow. And it doesn't. They have a lack of understanding of what's going on, and that's throughout the industry. And a lot of people, I don't know, just are not real tickled about rate increases that have been happening over the past couple of years, but things have just gotten more expensive. The cost of building a house over the past few years has certainly gone up.
Yeah.
The cost of owning a house has gone up. So naturally, insurance has to go up to cover that.
Yes, it does. And The weather is changing. I'm not a big global warming guy, but we do have to acknowledge that the weather patterns seem to be changing. So we're having a lot more storms the last several years. And actually, I just saw a report from the National Weather Service a week or two ago that Mississippi is now in the top three in hailstorms and tornadoes in the whole country. We're beating Kansas and some of the Midwestern states now in frequency of hailstorms and tornadoes. And naturally, that you know, insurance companies, when the claims experience dictates a rate increase, that gets passed along to the customers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, the weather situation and the inflationary situation have both contributed to some price increases the last few years.
Yeah. I think
Can I mention one more thing?
Actually,
we just had an auto rate decrease, though. The price of auto repairs has finally leveled off because that after COVID with the part shortages and so forth, that was a big problem.
Yeah.
The supply lines are finally, I guess they've been restored. So actually, the auto claims experience has leveled off. So we just had an auto rate decrease that went into effect July 1st.
I don't know if you folks heard that, but he said decrease.
Yes. When they announced that to us, buddy, at an agents meeting a few months ago that there would be an increase coming in July, we got up and cheered. We have not heard the word decrease in a long, long time. So all of us agents got up and cheered because naturally when somebody gets a rate increase, they call and scream at the agent. They don't call and scream at somebody at headquarters. So we were happy to hear the word decrease too when that comes along. We're just as happy as you are.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, to think that the company cares enough to – a lot of companies would take that decrease and kind of use it as a profit segment, whereas you people pass it on as it should be, because it's really their money.
Yeah,
and
it is.
That's just a really, really good thing. But so in order to file a claim, you believe that they should call the office first.
Absolutely.
And they will have a lot more information. I mean, they're not going to gain that information from reading their policy because they're not going to get enough out of it.
Yeah.
It's great to have somebody who really understands their policy and what they have. Because when they call in a claim, you will look at their policy and see exactly what they're covered for and say, oh, yeah, this is a great claim. You should file it. Yeah. Or, I don't think you should file that one.
Yes, that's one of the things I tell my customers. We're trying to protect you in a special way by doing that. Because to give you an example, just last week, a fella I go to church with called me and said, you know, my rates are really going up with this other company. Can you quote my homeowner? I said, I'd love to, yeah. I tried to quote his house. But he's actually, on his record, it showed three claims in the last 3 years. Because every time a little hailstorm would come through, he was calling his other company and saying, hey, I might have some roof damage. Send me an adjuster.
Yeah.
Every time you get the company involved, that goes on your record whether you get paid or not.
Right.
So according to the system, he's had three claims in the last 3 years, so he was ineligible. I could not quote him. So he is stuck with his current company until those claims roll off his record.
Which is going to be a while. Is it 5 years or so?
5 years, yeah. When I tell folks, you know, if they call us and say, this happened, is that covered? And I said, I'm sorry to tell you that. I don't think that's covered by your policy. And customers always write if they say, well, file it anyway and let's check. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we try to steer them in the right direction because if you file this claim, it's going to be on your record whether you get paid anything or not.
So, I think that's very important for people to understand that filing a claim right away, it goes on your record. And that doesn't matter whether the claim is honored or not. It's just a claim on your record,
right.
and it'll stay there. And like the person you spoke of that may have had three claims in the past few years – the great suggestion for him to be would be to call the agency before he filed that claim.
Yes.
And I think that's just a very good suggestion, a very good suggestion.
Yes.
Give us a phone number that we can get in touch with you and tell us about some websites because you seem to be like all over social media.
I am. I'm an old guy, but I try to stay up with the times.
It's hard,
You have to meet the customers where they are. So, yes, it is difficult. That's why I have young people working in my office to keep me up to the times.
That's why we have Lance.
Yeah, our phone number is 601 601- 790-2600. You can reach me on my website, jdorsa.com, J-D-O-R-S-A.com. And we're on social media. You can get us on your phone or your computer or any way where you can contact us any way you like to communicate. So
yeah, well, and you're easy to find, too, right up here on 51. If you're going north on the left, right before you get to the McDonald's, I would sit there ordering my breakfast every Saturday morning going, man, I bet that John guy does a lot of business.
What, is that McDonald's?
No, welcome in, brother. Thanks for being a part of this.
I used to eat at that McDonald's years and years ago, but then I decided one day, oh, I'm not going there again.
Maybe I only hit the breakfast.
Maybe it's well, the breakfast is pretty good. They do have a pretty good breakfast. Yeah. Hey, a short break coming up. John, can you stick with us?
Sure.
I'd like to have you stick around for the next segment. We'll talk about that insurance as well. John Dorsa with State Farm Insurance is here with us. He has an agency out there in Ridgeland, Mississippi. And you're listening to the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, and be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
What you trying to do now? Don't play me in my game. You may be a little harder. Joy is never the same.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. Purple Wave Auction has partnered with Tri-Green Equipment to bring you exceptional ag machinery in their August 20th auction. This partnership means quality John Deere equipment you can trust, all selling at absolute no reserve prices. Need tractors, implements, or harvest equipment? Purple Wave's transparent process lets you connect directly with sellers before you bid. It's the perfect partnership. Tri-Green's premier equipment and Purple Wave's nationwide reach. Don't miss these Tri-Green assets on August 20th. Visit purplewave.com today. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Be sure to catch the College Football Fix every day at 5, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Now is a great time to buy a Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get amazing deals on Ford trucks and SUVs like the Ford Explorer and Ford F-Series trucks. Ford is America's all-time best-selling auto brand, and Ford F-Series trucks make it easy to get the job done with its legacy of hauling power. Don't miss these deals during Ford Summer Sales Event going on now at your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
You need. I'm there, baby.
I love that. Yeah, the best line is just call me. I'll be anything you need.
It's hard for me to step on some of the bumper music. It's like I have to let it play.
Well, that's a good one for John, too, because like when they call you, he's like, look, man, I can take care of whatever these needs are that you have. You just got to give me a call. Don't do all this on your own. My parents spent, 89 years between the two of them in insurance, Allstate, AIG. My dad was a claims manager, so I know exactly what he has on his plate a lot. And then my mother shifted from that into claims as Katrina hit. She went out and worked on the outside as an outside adjuster and spent several years on site, New Orleans, Pensacola, all over.
Your mom did.
My mom, And she's been a realtor for a while. Once she retired from insurance after 46 years, she said, I don't want to stop working. And so she needed to work, too. She's one of those. But moved into the real estate world and that professionalism and understanding and all of the things that you deal with a homeowner, a car owner, all these folks, especially through such tragedies as, say, a Katrina.
Right.
We even got up
God
to,
bless
all,
her.
All the way up here. I mean, I remember not having power for 3 weeks.
No, that's.
But it's just, I wanted to mention that. My experience with folks that have a great heart, that are in it for the right things, not selling you insurance, but taking care of their customer. Those are the ones you want to do business with.
That's correct.
That's the way it is. And I'm glad we have John Dorsey as a part of our show, because people like John, you don't find them every day.
No, you don't. A lot of insurance companies don't have that. Matter of fact, a few years ago, I changed just because of that reason, because I was not getting the personal attention that I wanted. It's terrible to want attention, but I wanted that personal advice more than anything.
But we got used to that, too. I mean, Allstate, one of the companies that for many years always had inside and outside. It took us a month to get an outside adjuster to come from Birmingham to Mississippi. So having that personal touch and that direct connection is such an important thing in a tragedy, especially, because you need this stuff.
Yeah.
You need it now, and you need somebody that can take care of you.
Well, we're going to let Lance go on forever.
No doubt. Let me say this, Lance. Man, God bless your mom. She must be one tough cookie, because New Orleans.
Oh, she is.
I'm from that area.
She had to put up with him. She got to be
tough. Hey, John, she invited me to come down and see her once, and she was living in – back then, everything about one floor up had been washed out.
Yeah.
So they were in one of the main drags. I can't remember if it's canal or what, but they put up all of the employees in a motel, two stories. The whole bottom floor was washed out. Everything that hotel had underneath was all frame, and all of the goods were out on the road, stacked up. And every about 50 yards, there would be these stacks of garbage, which was mattresses and chairs and anything you could imagine. 30, 40 feet high, as far as you could see, one after another.
Wow.
And she lived like that for a while. And, I mean, really felt the connection. She loved the work, loved being able to adjust and write checks and get things done. And then going over to Pensacola, where you could see the Blue Angels practicing above you, but yet there is this neighborhood that there may be 10 houses out of hundreds that made it right on the point. And going in there and seeing that and understanding for the first time in my life what people were going through
really
changed the way I thought about things and the value of having that personal connection with people that are there to take care of
you. That know how to take care of you.
That's their job. That's their heart. They love doing it.
It can be like battlefield conditions when you're in a situation like that. So she must be a tough cookie, because that's a lot of – I'll tell you quick. I'm indirectly a Katrina refugee. That's how I moved to Mississippi.
Yeah.
So I grew up just north of New Orleans. And the people, one of the things about – the post-storm like Katrina, the smell, because you lose everything in your refrigerator and freezer when you don't have electricity for a couple of weeks. So people just put it on a road, like Lance said, waiting for the garbage trucks to pass. But they're not going to pass for a week or two because they can't get gas. The gas station shut down when you don't have electricity. So the smell after those storms, that's something I'll never forget from my youth, from going through many hurricanes.
I didn't realize you were a transplant because of Katrina.
Indirectly, yes. Yeah. I was waiting for an agency in Louisiana, but when Katrina hit, everything just kind of locked up. State Farm said, this may not be an area we want to grow in, at least for a while, till things settle down.
Right.
So I waited until 2009, and when they offered me Jackson, Mississippi, I said, let's go.
I'll
be there tomorrow.
Well, good. Back to insurance. There's so much talk about it. I'm sure it's important to get your insurance bundled. And exactly what do they mean by bundling insurance?
Bundling puts your home and auto together. And that is the most beneficial way to go, because the bundle discount is significant.
Right.
It really is. So if you can put them together with the same company, it really makes a difference in your premium.
Wow. And people need to understand there are certainly different ways to save money on your premium. And there are rewards given to different individuals for, I don't know, lack of whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever can be the situation.
We've got tons of discounts. We've got loyal customer discounts. We've got claim-free discounts. On the homeowner side, we've got home protection discounts depending on what type of burglar alarm you have and so forth. I mean, there's tons of it. And in the auto world, a big industry trend, and State Farm was actually a little late to the game with this. A lot of companies started it years ago. With tracking devices that test how often you speed, how often you, you know, blow stop signs or, you know, come to a skid stop at the red light and that sort of thing. We just started that a few years ago, but a lot of companies have been doing that. It's been a growing industry trend for the last 15 years. We just started it 5 or 6 years ago, but
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it's pretty much all the companies have it now.
Wow.
So we were one of the last majors to adopt that program. But just for signing up, State Farm gives you a 10% discount right off the bat because they want to encourage people to get into that program.
Right.
And if you score highly enough in the categories they're measuring, which you can see on your phone, you can see exactly what they're measuring and how you're scoring. And I like to tell people that's the part of the premium you can control. Because if it tells you you're speeding too much, stop speeding so much, and that'll improve your rate. If it tells you you make jackrabbit starts too often, stop doing that. That will improve your rate.
Sure.
But like I said, the 10% discount right off the bat, and if you score highly enough in all the categories, you can get up to 20% more off your premium. So if the maximum discount is 30% off of the normal premium. So that's a program said for people like me who drive like a grandpa, it really helps lower my premium a lot. So
my brother just bought a brand new
this thing blows your mind.
An incredible Porsche. That's incredible.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like a $300,000 Porsche. Like it'll go like 400 some odd miles.
Got the racing stripes
and
everything. But
he agrees. He said, I drive it like an old lady, he said, because I'm not going to break speed limits and go crazy in this thing. It will go crazy, and it will take me crazy. But learning to drive a car like that is like, I said, I don't want one. I don't want one. But insane. Gosh, we're running out of time.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe we're running out of time. Yeah. So I want to thank John. Be here again. We'll come visit us again and talk about State Farm Insurance whole bunch. And give that number out again.
601-790-2600.
John Adorsa with State Farm Insurance. Thank you very much for being here with us and being a guest on our show and putting up with us.
Thank you, buddy, and Lance. I've enjoyed it.
Going to take a short break. You listen to Super Talk Radio at the Bill Mississippi Studios. National news coming up next from Fox National News and some local news as well. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000. Home remodeling or improvements, including roofing, over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi.
I like my insurance.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Well, if nothing else, we're coming up on a very different music thing that I enjoy. I hope you enjoy it as well, because it's music that you may or may not have heard ever before. And then in the middle, there's something very different, which I don't do a lot. I never will do again, but I want to talk about it a little bit. But at any rate, music segment. We're going to talk. What we're doing is actually looking at groups from around the world that maybe even didn't make it in America and we don't know much about, and yet they're fantastic performers and they've been doing this for a long time. So the first group we're going to use is called Hammerfall, and they're from Sweden. The song is called Sweden Rocks, and they're a metal band from rock band, and they started in 1993 and have 13 albums. And by 97, they started to have a lot of success in Europe and in their home country and doing pretty well. And then in 2002, their lead guitar player, that's Oscar Dojak, I think is his name, was injured in broke his arm in a motorcycle accident, so he took a little bit of a break and didn't play for a long time. But they got back together again, and finally in 2020 came to the U.S., and they did a tour. I forgot who they one of the big bands they did a tour with, but they were doing very, very well, and they're very well known around the world, not very well known in America, but here's Hammerfall doing Sweden Rocks. Definitely worth listening to. I think that's a great band. I really enjoy it. That whole album is wonderful. The album is called We Make Sweden Rock.
The great visuals, too. I mean, when I was watching it the other day, the first time, I'm like, who in the heck is Hammerfall? And then I watched the video. I'm like, they were so ahead of AI, generation, like 6 years ago posted. So most everything is AI behind them, which is really well done, considering 6 years ago technology. And they're on the cutting edge of stuff, man. I mean, like, wow.
Usually on Thursdays, I usually send Lance a segment of what music I'm going to do. And the first message I got back from him was, who are these people?
Who are these guys?
But
this is going to be fun.
Then he listened, and it makes a difference.
It was great.
All right. Well, sidebar, coming up on the 11th, that's Monday this week, at the Riley Center in Meridian, Ardenland, is having the Band of Heathens on board. which would be great. So if you get over to Meridian on Monday, you'll get to see the Band of Heathens. If it hasn't sold out already, call Ardenland, you'll find out. All right, let's move ahead. Ice House is the name of the next group we're going to do, and the song is called Electric Blue. And Ice House is from Sydney, Australia, formed in 1997. And at first they formed as a pub rock band. That's what they wanted to do, is pub rock. And then they got to tour Canada and the United States. And while they're over here, John Oates and their lead guitar player, Iva Davis, wrote a song called Electric Blue. John Oates from Hall & Oates actually wrote that song. And they were very, very, very big in Australia and very big in Europe. And did okay here in the States. I don't think anybody's heard much about Ice House, but let's listen to what they have to say with Electric Blue, Ice House. Song. That song has stuck in my head after I heard it about three times, and it was like, I couldn't get rid of it. I was going around doing Electric Blue.
You had the brain worm. But yeah, I don't know anything about Ice House, but I would think after, I didn't even want to dig in yet because I'm going to do that when I have a little more time. But
sure.
When you watch the video, they have to be from the 80s or late 80s because of the hair. And then you have the black guy, which I love.
Yeah.
He's got the little mini fro, which was like very popular in that time. You never see it again. And he's the keyboard guy.
Yeah.
And everybody just has this fresh, clean 1980s look. Nobody has a beard. Everybody's got a mullet. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm going to go with these are 80s guys. And then, but they, I mean, it's a great song. I think it stands the test of time.
You know? Ice House is a great band, and I enjoy them very, very much from Australia. And you know, I'm beginning to realize Australia is a much bigger country than what I thought it was.
It's huge.
There's
nothing in the middle of it either. I mean, it's like they have a lot of room to do stuff, but nobody wants to live out there. It's too rough.
I don't want to go in that lot of room. Not me.
It's too rough.
Well, I'm going to move ahead with something that's very unusual that I'm going to do today. I probably won't do a lot of, but I have a deep love for music and always have. But I've not really ever gotten into listening to rap or hip-hop. And I've been told that the two terms are somewhat interchangeable, even though they're not when you start describing them. But it must be valid because it's so many people are listening to rap and or hip-hop on social media. So it's just the beginning for me to understand what they're doing. So I picked a song, and I had parameters on a song I was going to pick. I wanted no profanity, and I wanted to be able to understand what a person was saying. So I ended up finding a song that fit that parameter, and it was Eminem with Billie Eilish, and it's a great song. The song is called, let's see, I've written strange notes here. One Last Goodbye. Eminem and Billie Eilish. Let's give it a listen and hear what it sounds like.
You slammed the door, I slammed it back. We spoke in thunder, love lost in the crack. I swore I'd never be like you, but now I wear your shadow too. You wanted more than life could give, and I just wanted space to live. We both were fire, we both were proud. Too many truths we said too loud. And now the house is still in strain. Grief's the only thing that's changed. Now that you're gone, I miss the fight. The way your voice lit up the night. The things you said to hate, now I go back a little late. I held my anger like a shield. You held your pain, you never healed. I thought we had more time to try. Now all I have is one goodbye.
I used to scream your name like it meant war. Every word was a grenade I threw at the floor. We were gasoline, matchsticks, flint and flame. Felt more like inmates than blow with a name. I blamed you for everything I didn't become. And you blamed dad, then life, then what you've done. You cooked pain into every plate we ate. But now I miss it, isn't that fate? I hated your voice, now it haunts my head. Like lullabies soaked in things you never said. I swore I'd never turn back, never call. Now I trade everything for one more brawl. We were broken, yeah, but we were still us. Now I'm just talking to your ghost on the bus. You weren't perfect, but neither was I. And all we did was run from the why. I held my anger like it was gold. Built my empire, but stayed cold. You held your silence like a blade. And both of us pled, but never gave. Now your chair's still there and your room's untouched. And I'm choking on words. I fear too much, too much.
It's just different. It's just something I've never really listened to a lot. I kind of like that, and it's all right. I don't know if I'll listen to it a lot, but I'm going to begin to understand more about rap and hip-hop as time goes on. And time is going on, so we're going to move right ahead. Another group we're going to talk about is from Sweden, and they're called Thunder Mother. And the song is called Whatever, but Thunder Mother is all females in the group, and they're a rock group, and they toured with the Scorpions in Europe, and in the United States they toured with Kiss. They started in 2009, and they had an awful lot of success in Sweden, and they had initially had a lot of internal problems and corporate dealing with corporations problems, and we're really considering, hey, we're not going to deal with all this doo-wah. We just want to play. And then all of a sudden things started coming together with them a whole lot because all they did was play and started taking care of their own little business. But let's listen to Thunder Mother before we run out of time. Whatever.
Whatever.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
It's hard to step on stuff, and I just won't do it. I won't do it.
Is there a more recognizable voice from that era that has such range? To me, when you listen to him do a love song, or they go heavier, or in the middle,
yeah, probably
Axel
not.
Can just play it all.
He can play it all, for sure. As much as he was a...
crazy man.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to put it. Yeah, he sure is good, that's for sure. I guess... anybody who is on the verge of really doing incredible art, whether it's Van Gogh or Axl Rose, crazy man. That's all you
kind of have to be. You have that creativity and the range.
The difference between being a genius and being crazy, the line is so thin.
It's like a decimal point.
Okay? Maybe. <Yeah. laughs> I don't guess we meet either.
No, I'm not near.
I don't want to be either.
Just right there in the middle somewhere, you know.
All right. Just cruising along right there in the middle. All right. Handyman stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's what this is a handyman show. We're going to do some handyman stuff. Home security. You know, it's improving, and so many people now have doorbell cameras where they can actually – those doorbell cameras help not only for you and your protection because you know who's at the door, but also can babysit almost the entire neighborhood that they can see and see things in other people's houses that may be the wrong thing happening, and they may know about it and be able to take care of it. And they also have cameras. There's cameras everywhere nowadays. But the truth is, not everybody has that, and not everybody can afford to do that type of situation. So what we have to do is make our home as secure as it can be. And the best way, I think, to do that is, one, exterior lighting is probably so important. And there is so much great lighting available today. Like in the corners on the soffit of our house, most of us have floodlights. Well, they can – most. I hope that some of them are on motion sensors, but most of them can be changed to motion sensor type lights where they actually turn on when they see somebody moving or something moving, or even an animal could move it. But they do have a sensor control, which actually can control how much – movement it will take to turn on the light. You can also get these stick-in-the-ground type lights that are solar lights as well. They collect all the energy they need during the day from the solar light, and then they just shine at night when it's necessary. Very good lights to have. So, yeah, I think lighting outside is very important. And then keep in mind, You have locks on your doors and locks on your windows. Use them. And when you're using the lock on your door, don't use just your lock. Use your deadbolt, because your deadbolt is a lot stronger than your lock. It really is. It gives you much more protection, particularly if you put long screws inside the striker plate of your deadbolt. Then your striker plate is attached not only to the door frame, but to the framing of the house, which makes it very hard to break into. Now, I'm not going to say that it can't be broken into, but along with what's broken into, discouragement kicks in and people move on. They want to find some place that's easier to get into. So that, you know, there's a little home security that we can do, and just kind of be aware of what's happening in and around you all the time, whether it's in your home or maybe you're just out shopping somewhere. It's always good to be aware of your surroundings, to know what's around you, and to maybe something suspicious, you know, point it out. Point it out. Acknowledge to somebody, hey, that doesn't look right to me. And, you know, sometimes we can learn more from gut feeling than we can from anything else, and it helps us so much. So that's what home security, a lot of it has to do with it, having the good sense to use the security measures that you have in place. Now, talking about striker plates, a problem that a lot of people face in this day and age is their throw from their latch won't fit into their striker plate because it's either too low or too high. Well, the very first thing you should do if that's part of your situation where your striker plate will not let your throw go into it because it hits the striker plate. Well, first make sure the hinges that hold your door in place are all tight, including the hinges that are mounted on your door as well as the hinge screws that are mounted in your frame. And they all need to be very tight. And it's a good idea to take probably one or two of those hinges and take out the short 3/4-inch screw out of there and put a long screw into that so that you have your doors also attached to the framing of your house, not just to the striker plate or the frame. And that'll help a great, great deal. Now, what happens when your striker plate does not fit and your throw goes in? Well, you can move your striker plate a little bit, and it sometimes just a fraction of an inch is all it takes to make it work properly. And on some occasions, you can actually just loosen it a little bit and maybe just pound it down with like a flathead screwdriver, pound it down a little bit or pound it up a little bit, and then screw it in place. And you'll find out at that point, maybe it'll work. But if it doesn't work, you should know they make kits that are available at the big box home centers and hardware stores that actually can address this situation. They are much longer striker plates, and they have a much longer type hole in them that actually with the latch can go into at pretty much it's got like a 2-inch margin in it so that you can go up an inch or down an inch if you have to without having to move the striker plate. Now, having said that, you will probably have to remove some wood from your frame, and you should do that with a very sharp a wood chisel. And that's the way that's taken care of. But striker plates that don't fit inside their throws that don't sit inside their striker plate can be fixed and can be repaired and can be replaced. So you should look into that. Any way that you do is good. Believe me, you need that to fit properly. And I end up working out that in my house a lot. So I know that it works. All right. Rebel Hardware Store has all this stuff in stock. If you need a new striker plate or you need a new system on your house, they can help you with all of the hardware you'll ever need. Customer service is what they do. They do it so well. Rebel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store. Many of the stores here within the central part of Mississippi, many stores, and they're open on Saturdays, all day on Saturday. They're to help you anything you need, whether it's planting goods or and keep in mind that in their Pearl, next to their Pearl store is their Power Equipment Center, which is just I'm talking about zero-turn lawnmowers and weed whackers and electric lawnmowers and electric weed whackers, all this, and battery-operated stuff. They have the entire package, including if you want to buy a trailer to carry all this away with, they have trailers for sale as well. So Revel Ace Hardware is a great store. Go see them. They've been sponsors here for years. I appreciate their sponsorship. They do so very well. Great, great company, and great to have them on board. Revel Ace Hardware. Go see them. You'll be happy that you did. And they'll do it for you. And believe me, they're very competitive with a lot of the big box home center prices, and actually are better than some of them. Well, one of the reasons I think they're better is customer service, because you can go in there at a big box home center and you look at 14 different things that all do the same thing, but what's best? What's best for me and what my situation is? Well, Revel Ace shares that advice and is happy to share that advice. So, hey, check it out. All right. Moving back to another familiar subject that we've talked about over and over again is LED light bulbs. Oh, yeah, here we go again. Well, LED light bulbs, I think, are fantastic, and I think people should be using them more and more. It's very difficult to decide what color LED light bulb you're going to use to match maybe your incandescent bulbs that were in there before. The colors are just not the same. There are brighter lights. They're white. They're more white. It's white. But they do have a LED bulb that has amber glass going around it. And when you turn it on, it looks very much like an LED bulb. And I do have some in my house. But it also should be said that not most LED bulbs nowadays are dimmable, and you can use them on dimmer switches. However, there are some LED bulbs out there available that will not allow you to dim, and they are not made for dimming, and it will say right on the package, not dimmable, or this product is dimmable. And you should always check that out first before, particularly if you have dimmable, anything to dim. I have a lot of dimmables in my house. I like to be able to bring the light down for ambient feeling and bring the light up when I want some task lighting involved. And I use it like that regularly. So, yes, I have all my house now has all LED bulbs, even the floods outside. Everything is LED, so there's an awful lot of energy savings in using LED light bulbs, and I think it's a great addition, a great way to move ahead. And we've done just that. I'm telling you, it blows me away how technology has taken over the world. I can hardly keep up, but like John was talking about earlier, we're trying. And we're trying to keep up before as much as we can. All right. Another topic we've spent some time on before was using a power drill, particularly like as a power screwdriver, whether it's got a Phillips head on it or a flat head on it or a Torx head on it. They're great, great tools, particularly the battery-operated kind that will work for like forever and work very, very well. But it should be said that if you're going to use a power screwdriver, before you drill any screw in, you should drill a pilot hole. Whether it's going into metal or going into wood, it does not matter. A pilot hole, a little smaller than what the actual screw size is, can help so very much in accomplishing any project at all. And then the trick is, once you start setting your screw, don't use full power on your drill right away. Increase the power slowly and start getting that thing to bite into the wood or the metal a little bit first, and then perhaps speed it up a little bit. But starting first at full speed, a lot of people fail. And it's easy to fail by doing just that. And also, you can get hurt doing just that. So it's a pretty good idea to start slow. It really is. It helps a great deal to do something of that nature. And it will really make your life a lot easier and a lot better to get on by with. So That's what I have. And Power Drill is a great tool, by the way. It can do many, 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 many things. And there are many great power tools out there nowadays that people are using to do wonderful things, battery-operated or maybe even corded ones. Aren't too bad, but I've gotten to the point where I refuse to be harnessed by a power cord. And they will keep you in one place, and you'll have to find a plug-in circuit for it all the time.
Well, and again, learning over the years what's safer. If you're going to be on a ladder or something like that, you don't want that cord. Yeah, I mean, again, it's just a suggestion. But if you're going to be up on catwalks and ladders, and get rid of the cord. Yeah, all that is a hazard.
Yeah, all it is something else to trip on and get in your way, and it will. And it will. And particularly if you're using like two or three different power tools, and you may have a gang input where you can put them all, have them all plugged in at one time. You may not, and you may have to replug and unplug every time. So, yes, I agree, particularly on ladders. Ladders are dangerous enough themselves, never mind adding to the problems that you may have up there by having a cord in the way all the time. Hey, you're listening to the Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
PearlRiverResort.com. More at AaronLewisMusic.com.
I'm American as it gets.
Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners. American as it gets tour.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hello, my name is...
Waiting for more. I thought it was going to be bum again.
I have a few other cuts of that. That's the you better get in your chair with the air raid warning going off.
When you hear the air raid warning, you better get in here quickly. All right. Well, I'm here. All right. Handyman Show, right here, Super Talk, Mississippi. You know what I should do before I get to rapping again about something else is Atlas Repair, Foundation Repair. They're such a great company. They want to make sure your slab foundation is everything that it should be and that it stays that way. You call them at 800-256-1010. That's Atlas Foundation Repair. Tony Arpino is a physical engineer. He understands the soils throughout the entire state of Mississippi. Will work anywhere in the state in Mississippi to help you folks. No big trucks, not weeks of time taken up. Usually everything is done in a day, 2 days at most. One pickup truck and two men, your foundation will be like it should be again. You call Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. They know foundations, and he has been doing this for a long, long time. He knows exactly what he's doing. You call Tony, you'd be happy you did. I said hi. Hi, Tony. He's probably listening. Aren't you, Tony? I know you're out there. Well, let's talk about for a long time, we as a nation thought that outsourcing was the way to go to get more product that we can actually use. And then we began to realize that outsourcing, all it does is it takes jobs from America where we make better products. And yes, maybe they cost a little more, but they're so much better, and they keep America working. So outsourcing, I think, is kind of an old term that isn't used much anymore. Most people are trying to bring all of their outsourcing back here into this country. And something else that needs to be said is I think the state of Mississippi is far ahead in that type of situation than a lot of states are. In other words, we're building factories. We're having major companies move into this state. We have a government that is really working towards that goal to make this a shining star, which I believe Mississippi is already. And before very long, the rest of the country is going to be looking at it and going, wow, that might be not a bad way to go.
Well, there's a funny little clip in a movie called The Campaign. It's Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, and they get at each other in a campaign. It's set in South Carolina, and it's really funny. But the rich guys, the Mach brothers, as they're known, they have this idea where they can insource. So we've been doing this outsourcing for so many years where you've sent the businesses and the manufacturing and all this to other countries that have cheaper labor.
Sure.
Their idea, and this was hilarious, was to insource. They really wanted to work this term insourcing. So their idea was to take all of the employees that they had in China and move them to America to some small little town. And instead of bringing the business back here for American workers, they said, we'll just bring the Chinese folks or whomever with us. And it's actually, you know, a concept that you hope doesn't happen. But I think we've seen that a little bit.
Yeah.
That movie was probably 10 years ago. But we've seen insourcing where we are bringing people here because we don't have the skills to do the work that needs to be done. And I really applaud you for mentioning how well the state and our leader, Tate Reeves, and many others have taken that reign and gone, hey, we don't want to insource.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to bring people from all over the world to come do jobs here that Mississippians need to be doing. So I find that a great conversation. And again, I want to applaud Mississippi for taking on a task that has not been easy and grabbing those reins and investing in that and doing the other side. It's not just investing, ensuring the dollars go to where they should and
that's
also
correct.
Promoting it and so promoting people understand it. Where do I go to do these things?
Yeah, it's the government that Tate Reeves and his entire staff and the entire government is working towards that goal and working very well, which really leads so easily into the next thing I want to talk about, and that's Build Mississippi. Build Mississippi is all about all that industry that's coming into this state will need qualified employees to work for them. Well, that's what Build Mississippi is all about. Taking businesses that need employees to do, whether it's welding or electrical or commercial buildings or residential, it doesn't matter. They just are training these people to do this type of work and letting them go to work as apprentices on a job, not just helpers, but people who really have a pretty good understanding of how to gain and how to get ahead. And they get into these jobs with very, very, very good pay. Now, a lot of times, their fee for joining an association like Build Mississippi or a trade school will be paid by an employee or a former employee who is really interested in having this person and really wants to learn this trade, and I would love to have them as part of my company. You know what? I think I'm going to pay their fee is not very much. It's very little fee compared to what you would spend in a four-year college getting a degree that wouldn't earn you that kind of money anyway most cases.
And that tangent also, it's almost like being recruited to play football.
Yeah.
The way the jobs are in such high demand, the pay's there, the employers want you.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, hey, you know, you may not play football. You may not be the starting quarterback.
Right.
But at 18, you're going to be making a lot of money if you sign on with some of these guys. And be careful. Also, if you have kids looking into this, look at the companies that do the work that your child is wanting to do.
Exactly.
Some of them may offer the paid tuition if you agree to work with them.
Correct.
We've heard that already.
Yep.
I think it's at least worth thinking about before you go do it. Do a little research.
Yes.
See if there is a way to do this for free as well.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with all of that. And yes, you should do some research into talking to your children and saying, what is your passion? What would you really love to be doing every day and have it be part of what you need to grow as an adult and grow as a member of society in this wonderful state? What exactly is it you're interested in? And have a kind of a conversation with them, which, no, I don't want to bring up the point of parenting, but I guess so many fathers and sons are at one another all the time. But that's, to me, that's not the way it should be. I mean, they should have a communication line open, and they should get past their egos, if you will, or their pride or whatever it may be that's making them be a positive, negative feed towards one another, actually pulling them apart. Pull them together. Understand. And I think that has a lot to do with dads kind of giving in to a little bit of their children's wishes. Boy, I guess the last person you should be listening to about parenting and marriage is me, but but I had to say that anyway, because I believe that. And that's all part of Mississippi, a great organization. Hey, you know, we've run out of time. I'm yakking my brains away, and here we are. Time for me to go. Handyman Show every Saturday. We kick it off at 10 o'clock. We're running right until 12 o'clock. Have a lot of great guests on board. Join us each and every Saturday here on Super Talk at the Middle Mississippi Studios. Goodbye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. BuildMississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Be sure to catch the College Football Fix every day at 5, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Now is a great time to buy a Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get amazing deals on Ford trucks and SUVs like the Ford Explorer and Ford F-Series trucks. Ford is America's all-time best-selling auto brand, and Ford F-Series trucks make it easy to get the job done with its legacy of hauling power. Don't miss these deals during Ford Summer Sales Event going on now at your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Ridgeland Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year winner John Dorsett, 601-790-2600.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
Robbie Stewart with East Macomb Body Shop, reminding you that it's your choice who repairs your vehicle, not your insurance company. Whether it's East Macomb Body Shop or someone else, choose wisely. Call East Macomb Body Shop at 601-684-4651, 501 Pearl River Avenue, Macomb.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.